It is our pleasure to impart and share the word of our Father every day, Monday through Friday. And you are welcome to the Master's Call. I heard additional pings. We know that you are there. We love you. We appreciate you on this Worship Wednesday and look forward to this word from our messenger, the Songbird. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
It is Minister Tammy. Good morning, Sister Benita. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tammy. Amen, amen. Thank you, my sister. Love and appreciate you, and you can have the call. Amen. Bye-bye.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Benita. We are just so grateful and thankful to you for spiritually feeding and greeting all of the folks this morning. We are so, so delighted that all of you are joining us here on the Master's Call. This is Tammy, and I am in South Carolina greeting you this morning. Want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, where we start off this call every morning giving praise to God and thanking him for the glory and his grace. And certainly I heard Sister Benita saying this morning, let the church say amen. Because we know that God is a great God this morning. We know that he is in charge. This call was orchestrated by him. This call was ordained by him. And it shall go forth and do what it has been called to do. And we thank all of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Again, my name is Tammy, and I'm hosting from Columbia, South Carolina. And we want to welcome all of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. You are in for a treat today. This is, as Minister Benita said, Worship Wednesday. And we are so delighted and so excited that our own evangelist, Tiffany, will be coming before you this morning. I know that all hearts and minds are clear, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord this morning. We thank you for joining us on this call, which was founded by two faithful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, whom we love and are just celebrating. Happy birthday to Dr. P.K., and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, who hails from Dallas, Texas. We thank God for each and every one of these wonderful women who founded this call on October 25th, 2010. And ever since that time, they have been doing just what the Lord has asked them to do, which is to empower, to enrich, and to enhance believers as they begin their day. And we thank God that they stand on the scripture reference that the Lord gave them for this mission. And that scripture is Psalms 88:13. And it reads, "But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we thank God here on the Master's Call family that we are able to pray each and every morning, that God wakes us up. We give him reverence early in the morning, first thing. And on this call, we love to pray with you and for you. We have prayer intercessors that take your requests. On Friday, we do it live on the call, and we invite you to join us at that time where you can do it live, or you can send it to us. We have a website, which is so fantastic, and we also have an email. So we are brought to you live Monday through Friday each day, and you know the times. And if you're unable to make the live call, you are able to call us back at our callback line at 712-432-1085, at 712-432-1085. Use the same PIN code 957-677-POUND, and you can hear that day's recorded message. You can go to our website and hear the message, which have been they've been recorded since the inception of the call on themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You can go to that website and listen to any of the calls, and you can send us your feedback and your praise reports through our email address, and that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themasters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, morningcall@gmail.com. We'd love to have your feedback again and your praise support. Send it to us at that email address. We'd love to hear from you. And those testimonies, because God answers prayer, amen, and we know that he does. If any of you feel led to join us as a prayer intercessor, you would also send it to that email address as well. Now, what brought us all together? How did the Master's Call come about? Of course, it was ordained by the Lord, but we came together through a company called Artist International, which is a Christian health and wellness company started by the Diaz de Leon family more than 20 years ago. Now, if you're not an artist distributor, that's okay, because you can get back to the person who invited you to the call. And, of course, if you are an artist distributor, we know that you are enjoying the benefits of Transform 90 throughout the U.S. You're transforming lives. And on this call, we're not only doing it physically, but spiritually. So we thank God that we're able to open up in prayer each and every morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to have our sister in Christ, Minister Robin B. Wilson, who is our prayer general. She's going to come up and open us up in prayer so that we can go ahead and enjoy our Worship Wednesday with our evangelist that's coming up. Minister Robin, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tammy?
Praise God. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for this Worship Wednesday. We thank you, Lord, that we can worship you in the beauty of holiness. We thank you, Lord, because we know that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. We thank you, Father, because you found the seed. We thank you, Lord, that in everything we will sing to you, we will praise you. And as I come forward now, Father, we thank you, and I decree and I declare that this word will come forward clear. There will be no type of hindrance. There will be no type of distractions. There will be no type of interruptions, Father, because we want to know how we can continue to worship you in the beauty of holiness. Lord God, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts. And, Father, thank you that she has another wonderful year serving you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, Father. We thank you, Lord, because we know that these women love you and they put you first. So, Father, because they seek you, they worship you, they honor you, they extol your greatness. They believe in the wondrous works that you've done on this earth, Father, and because of who you are, thank you for blessing them. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, and for Artists International, because that's how many of us have come together. It was not an accident, so thank you for ordering our steps in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you for each and every person that's on this call, Father. I thank you, Lord, because they heard your voice. They listened to you. They were sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and they came on this call, and their lives are being changed. So thank you, Lord, for the TMC family, and thank you for Evangelist Tiffany as she comes forward and she shares the word, Father, telling us what it means to worship you, what that means, how to reverence you, how to love you, how to honor you, how to extol your greatness, how to tell others about our God who is so good to us. We love you, we honor you, we bless your holy name this day and every day in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And back to you, Minister Tammy.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, Minister Robin. Thank you so much. God bless you. We just praise God for you this morning for opening up the call. And we're so delighted again. As we said, we have aligned heaven and earth, and we are ready to be excited this morning for God. Worship Wednesday is here, and we are going to call forth our evangelist, Tiffany Lauderdale. Just before we do that, we just want to remind each and one of you and thank you all so much for your generosity in giving for our sister evangelist, Gwen Beatty, for www.fillabottlesavealife.com. That campaign is still ongoing, and we thank God that the testimony is going to be coming forward. I speak that on today. We thank God for the healing testimony that shall come forth, and we thank all of you for going to that website, www.fillabottlesavealife.com, to help our sister in Christ. Thank God for each and every one of you. As I said, we are bringing to you this morning, if you know her, she is a blessed one of God. She's an evangelist that just spreads the word of God. She loves to teach. She's our own evangelist, our sunshine, as Dr. Vanessa affectionately calls her. Evangelist Tiffany Lauderdale is coming to the line. She hails from Inglewood, California, where she is the mother of Kislan, Taj Williams. She is a proud mother of a high schooler, y'all. Hallelujah. She's beautiful in Christ, and we love her here on this call. Without further delay, I want to go ahead and bring up Evangelist Tiffany Lauderdale. Evangelist, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tammy?
Amen. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. to you. Thank you for that humble greeting this morning. Thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us up in prayer. And Minister Benita, thank you for spiritually seating us and greeting us this morning. And the church will say amen, because many of you pressed through to get through the lines this morning. But you know what? The devil said, you know what, she's up again, or he's up again, and whatever I need to do to just throw a little monkey wrench in there, I'm going to do it. But you know what, when we press through, when we trust God, when we wake up in this morning, I say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, and I just remember back as a little girl, my grandparents used to sing that song, and I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. This is Worship Wednesday, and to God, who is the head of my life, I thank him for changing me and purging me and cleaning me up, and that he loves me unconditionally. I thank Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the founders of the TMC call, to my TMC prayer intercessors and my TMC family. I love and bless God for each of you. So today is Worship Wednesday. It's the second Tuesday of the month of July 2012, the 11th day of the seventh month of this year. And we who have been plugged in since the 3rd of June know that we are on Transform 90, our trip. And this is day 39. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me give you this right now. It is to you I give the glory. It is to you I give the praise. Lord, you have done so much for me, and I will bless your holy name. It is to you, Holy Father, there's no one like you, and I will bless your name. Bless your name, and I will bless your name forevermore. So I will bless your name forevermore, Lord. And TMC family, today I ask you this question. Will the true worshiper please stand up? Once again, will the true worshiper please stand up? See, I love to sing, and I love music. I love to be around music, hear music, play music. But, you know, I've come to realize that worship is just not in my song. Worship must become a part of my daily lifestyle, as is yours. We must worship unto the Lord in every single thing that we do. Our hearts must be right and focused on God. Luke 16, 14, and 15 in the NIV reads, "The Pharisees, who love money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, 'You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men. But God knows your hearts. What is highly valid among men is detestable in God's sight. Clear your hearts and fix your hearts on God, and allow true worship to begin.'" The worship is our obedience to God. It must be the devotion of our will to God. We must do it unto the Lord daily. Obedience and worship to God on a daily basis will lead to a life of power, purpose, potential, and unlimited possibilities. Will the true worshiper please stand up? Christ describes the essence of true worship during his conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well. The woman questioned Jesus on where to worship. Let's read John chapter 4, verses 19 through 24, which reads, "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshiped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has come now, have now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. See, we must worship God in spirit and in truth. In everything we do, in every place we go, we must begin to question and ask ourselves, is what I'm doing now showing worship to God? Is this lining up with God's will for my life? This place that I'm in right now, is it showing worship to God? Our worship is not only on the mountaintop in the church building. Our worship expands right into our homes, our workplaces, our bedroom, our kitchen, the bathroom, the supermarket, the bank, the basketball court, in our cars, on the train, the bus, or the plane. In all the places that we do go and in all the things that we do, we must have a pure heart of worship for God and become a true worshiper. Worship is our witness. What are you displaying today? What things, what people, what places are you worshiping beside God? Imagine yourself as the mannequin in your favorite department store. What are you wearing today? What are you displaying? Are the things that you are displaying godly? Are those things of God? Are those good things or are those things of the world? Matthew 4:9-10 shows, I'm paraphrasing this as well, Satan and God were in the wilderness. And Satan said to Jesus, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Jesus said to Satan, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord God, and him only shall you serve. See, we are instructed to worship God as we serve him. We must deny ourselves daily, deny our flesh and our will, and submit and surrender, serve, and worship God on a daily basis. See, Billy Graham quoted, the highest form of worship is the worship of unselfish Christian service. So no longer can we be self-centered. No longer can we think it's all about me. No longer can we think that I'm all that in a bag of chips, but it is all about Jesus. It's all about our worship to Jesus. Be a true worshiper today and worship God in your prayers, in your confessing, your sharing, your reading and meditating on the word, your testimony, your giving, receiving, your bowing down, your walking, your talking, your dancing, your exercising, your eating and your drinking, your singing, your studying, your fellowship, your raising your hands in your stillness and in your quiet time. Standing, let's examine ourselves today. As we're transforming in these 90 days, I cannot wait to see what it's going to look like after the 90 days. I am so excited because I know God is doing new things in your life, things that you would never have expected, things that you're not used to, but it's happening. All I say is just sit back and watch God. I keep saying make sure you stay in your lane. Make sure you stay in the passenger seat. And let God be in control. Ask the Lord to create within you a clean heart and renew the right spirit so that we could begin to turn over those areas in our lives that we have not committed to him before. See, we need to make a recommitment to him today. Because why? We want to be true worshipers and to begin a life of purpose. Remember, we are designed for God's pleasure. We're not designed for people's pleasure. And see, we get it twisted because the world, you watch the TV, and if you see what's going on, you think that's how you're supposed to live your life. No, not at all. We are designed for God's pleasure. So when you think, the Bible says to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. That means that you are connected to God Almighty, That means that the things that we do, that we say, and we think should line up with his will. And if you're not sure, ask him, and he will let you know. TMC family, I ask you again today, will the true worshiper please stand up? Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Oh, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Lord, we bless you and we magnify your name. We thank you, Father God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow the true worshiper in us to please stand up, Father. No longer our will, but allow your will to be magnified and manifested in our lives on this day. For as we recommit ourselves to you, we open up our minds, our hearts, and our spirits that we will be filled with things that only come from you. Remove any impurities and any toxins that have been embedded in us, oh God. For we will be true worshipers, and we will start this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Back to you, amen, and back to you, Minister Tammy. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Evangelist Tiffany. We thank God for you this morning. We are just so excited about the word of God this morning that we received. Will the true worshiper stand up? The true worshiper, will you please stand up? Evangelist Tiffany gave us so many wonderful and true words from God this morning. Recommit to God today. Recommit to God today. Are you willing to do that? We are designed for God's pleasure. Amen. We are definitely designed for God's pleasure. We just know that you all are receiving this transformation. As she said, watch God as we go through. Watch him and see what he's going to do. We are so delighted that each and every one of you have joined us on today and have been able to take of this Worship Wednesday. We thank God for the testimonies certainly that are coming through. Watch God and stay in your lane and be that passenger, as Evangelist Tiffany said. Be in the passenger seat and ask God to clean your heart. Go ahead and give a new spirit, a right spirit in the Lord. We thank God for the word that has come forth on today. And we bless Evangelist Tiffany on today and thank God for the change that's coming. Behold, one will fly swiftly like an eagle. We thank God for that word that has come forth. We are going to now go to our sister in Christ, Minister Candy, who is going to be coming before the body to close us in our prayer for this Worship Wednesday this morning and bring our prayer requests before the Lord this morning. And then we will come back before you before we say goodbye and remind you of the campaign. Minister Candy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Praise God. Father God, we worship you this Worship Wednesday. Father, as we close this call now, we close it with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, again, we set aside this time to acknowledge your lordship over this call and over our lives. Father God, we give all glory, all honor, and all praise unto you. We thank you for our precious Minister Tiffany and for her leadership on this Worship Wednesday. Father God, I come to you in the matchless name of Jesus, and I thank you that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to our prayers. You said we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we need help in developing our faith to believe and to stand on your word, to believe your report and not the report of the evil one. As we pray,
for the evil conditions of this country and the world, let us be mindful of your word that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. As we lift up Evangelist Gwen and Angela and Aunt Mary Cross and Ina Payton and Tanny Collins and Tina Pratchard and Kenneth Eloy and Alonzo Webb and Mr. Johnny's mother, Barbara Ann, and her sister Jean, whose reports say sickness and pain or disease in their body. Help us, Lord God, believe your report that says, by your stripes we are healed. Help us believe Psalms 91 that says 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come nigh us. Help us, Lord, believe Luke 8:17 that says the demons are subject to the name of Jesus, and Luke 8:19 that says you give us authority to trample over serpents and over all the power of the enemy. As we pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Marie Preston's family and the elite ladies of expression, Minister LaShawn and Marie Randall and Renia Martin and Miss Halita, who are in need of peace and comfort and guidance and safety, help us, Lord, believe your report, Joshua 1:5, that says you will never leave us or forsake us, and Psalms 34 that says, the angels of the Lord encamp around and about us to protect us. As we lift up Minister LaShawn for a new car and Janae Foxworth for finances for college and Marie Preston for increase in her art business, help us to stand on your word that says in Psalms 37:19, in the days of famine, we will be satisfied. And in Luke 6:38 that says, give it shall be given unto you. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, you tell us in 3 John 2 that you wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. Help us, Lord, to believe your report that says we are the lender and not the borrower. The report that says you will supply all our need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. So help us to believe we are lenders. Help us to believe you will supply our need. Help us to give and help us to do the things that we need to do for our souls to prosper. Help us, Lord, to know your word better so we can stand on your word, to believe your word. Help us to know that you cannot violate your word. Lord, you have exalted your name and your word above everything, and you've magnified your word above your name. Help us to believe your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which you spoke, that which you sent, and that which you said it will do. Satan, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. I bind you and all of your evil cohorts, evil spirits, demon spirits, and every spirit that is not of God that have been, that are now, and that will attempt to operate against every person named on our prayer list, against this call, against our speaker, against the prayer intercessors, against our listeners, against the founders, and against all of our families. I loose into our lives the anointing of God that destroys every yoke and removes every burden. I decree the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind establishes our thoughts in the word of God. Father, I thank you for the daily ammunition to fight the good fight of faith with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, every day in our lives. Thank you, Father, for helping us stand on that faith in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Candy. We are so grateful for you closing out the call this morning with that powerful, powerful prayer. Thank God for lifting up our prayer request. We want to say thank you to you, Minister Candy. We want to say thank you to Minister Benita for spiritually greeting all of the people this morning. To you, Minister Robin, for opening us up in strategic prayer this morning and aligning the heavens. And thank you so much, our evangelist Tiffany, our sunshine and songbird, for just delighting us this morning with the word of God that you have brought forth. With a true worshiper
stand up. We know that you have so many notes that you need to go back and take. We want to remind you to go to the website and go get that information. You can also go to the playback call, 712-432-1085, PIN is 957-677-POUND. We also want to, again, just invite you to go ahead and go to the website, www.fillabottlesaveaLife.com. to join in the campaign for Evangelist Gwen Beatty. We love each and every one of you. We are so delighted, and thank you, the Master's Call family. You are the reason for us being here, and we just love you this morning. We want to say bless you, and we hope this word has been a blessing to you. Meditate on it. Apply it to your life. Be the ministers in your marketplace today. We will hear you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.